In Joanna Cohn's office at the Johns Hopkins Institute for Global Tobacco Control, cigarettes come in all types of packages. Some are gruesome, others are beautiful. With advertising restrictions in so many countries, cigarette companies are using the packages as advertising tools. Governments use them to discourage smoking. Researchers like Cohn say taxes are the best incentive in cutting back on smoking.
Taxes are a win-win situation. So smokers smoke less, so it's better for their health, and governments increase their revenue. So taxes really are our most effective strategy and a win-win proposition.
The World Health Organization is urging governments to increase taxes on tobacco products. The WHO says higher taxes are especially effective in reducing tobacco use among lower-income groups and in preventing young people from starting. The organization says a 10% tax increase reduces tobacco use by 4% in high-income countries and by up to 8% in most low- and middle-income countries. Statistics show there are a billion smokers in the world, almost one out of five people. Tobacco kills up to half of its users. Some people say if tobacco were banned, they wouldn't smoke at all.
I've been a smoker for 38 years. It's something that's been so hard for me to stop on my own.
Others say they're so addicted they have to smoke, even if they know the health risks.
One of the worst addictions in the world is cigarette smoking. And inside my heart, something is telling me that I need to quit. It's not the right thing that I'm doing to my body and to the ones around me.
Joanna Cohn says governments also have to introduce more strategies so those trying to stop can be successful.
70% of smokers say they want to quit. We just need to figure out strategies to help support people in quitting in terms of reducing cues, making the product more inaccessible, harder to get, more expensive, and just supporting the less advertising, less promotion, those sorts of things.
Public health experts expect deaths from tobacco use to increase in the years to come, especially in low- and middle-income countries where most of the burden of tobacco-related disease is expected to occur. These experts are hopeful, however, that as proven strategies to prevent smoking are introduced, fewer people will take up the habit. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
This woman,